Within the Hill of the Hag. Sit in a comfortable position, relax and quiet your mind. Take some deep breaths and imagine you are breathing in a soft silver-grey light. The light fills your body and swirls around you like a mist. Then the mist lifts, and you find yourself walking up a hill in the gathering dusk of an evening in autumn. As you reach the summit, the mist wreathes about the forlorn shapes of tumbled rocks and shattered cairns, and drifts around the foot of the huge green mound that towers above you. The stones that form its narrow entranceway are silent, motionless sentinels. But you detect a movement among them. As you draw closer, the shadowy figure of an old woman looms out of the mist. She is dressed in coarse brown and heather-coloured garments and is very tall and thin, with high cheekbones and a thin mouth. Although she seems very old, her eyes are a piercing blue. As she gazes at you impassively, it feels like she can see right through to your core. She asks if you are ready to die to your ephemeral self and experience the deeper ground of your being through entering the void. If you are ready, she instructs you to remove all of your clothes. When you have done this, she lights a small fire and burns them all. Yet when you look down at yourself, you see that you are wearing another set of clothes. The old woman tells you these represent your identity in the world. You must remove these as well. And these too she burns. Still you see that you are dressed in another set of clothes. These represent your attachment to your home, family and personal life. They must also go. Another set of clothes beneath these are revealed, representing all your desires and attachments. You must divest yourself of these as well. And there may be more. So let this process continue until you stand there completely naked. The old one directs you to the entrance to the mound. You brave the lowering stair of the sentinel stones and stoop to enter through the narrow passageway into Earth's womb. As you take your first steps, your fingers trace an ancient spiral carved in the rock wall, a symbol of the eternal cycling of life, death, and rebirth. At first, the darkness is total and profound. Then you gradually become aware of a faint luminescence. This is the light within the land, the light of the underworld that comes not from sun or moon, but from the stars buried deep within the stones. By this almost imperceptible glimmer, you come to a central round chamber where you are able to stand up straight. There are two smaller chambers on either side. You feel as if you are in the heart of the cairn, which is the heart of the goddess herself. Here you curl up and rest for a while in the cradle of Mother Earth. You drift into a half-sleep in which you are dimly aware of a rhythmic heartbeat and a deep humming, thrumming sound, as if the mother is singing a lullaby to you. After a while, a new sound can be heard above the deep thrumming of the earth. High, silvery voices of exquisite beauty, as if the stars themselves were singing. Long, slender arms and hands reach through the stones to touch you, perhaps to pull you deeper into the earth. They belong to the Shi, the people who dwell in the mounds, and they are calling you into their world so you may never have to know grief and sorrow again. Their voices weave pictures of Tir na n'og, the land of the ever-living, Tir Fochuin, land under wave, Tir na Soraka, the land of light. And you are tempted to let them bear you away to their deathless country. Yet you know that cannot be, for you are human, and pledged to life beneath the sun and moon. To leave now would be to break the contract you have made with the Lords of Time. And so the voices fade, and the hands are withdrawn. And although your heart aches and longs to follow them to the land of the ever-living, you shake yourself and open your eyes, feeling your feet firmly on the hard earth floor of the chamber. Now, in the faint shimmering light, you can see the chamber at the far end of the passage. Carved symbols on its walls seem to glow with a light of their own. You crawl into the chamber and feel as if you are entering into the very mind of the Earth Mother, a place that is no thing and everything at once, infinite space and eternal time. It is the void and the Pleroma, the point of origin where all comes forth and to which all returns. You feel as if you are floating in a bottomless lake of darkness, but there is no fear, for you willingly surrender to a process you instinctively feel is benign. As you drift through the dark waters, you are aware of many veils floating away from you, layers of sheaths that were your past thoughts, feelings, patterns, and personalities in this and in previous lifetimes. It feels good to release the cumbersome weight of these old identities. A purification is taking place. Soon you have no awareness of having a body at all. You have only a sense of yourself as a point of consciousness, like a gently glowing light in the darkness of the lake. Stay in this wordless state for as long as you like, for in it you will find perfect peace, profound. After what seems like eternities have passed, you become aware of a light behind your closed eyelids, which breaks into this peace like an irresistible call to awaken. You open your eyes to see the liquid golden light of the morning sun of the spring equinox as it penetrates the chamber and floods it with radiance. And as your consciousness is still swimming within the mind of the mother, you experience an explosion of ecstasy at this moment of union of sun and earth, for it brings forth a new creation. Continents erupt out of roiling oceans, mountains thrust skyward, and volcanic lava streams over the land. Roaring rivers cascade over the fiery earth, which cools and becomes green with lush forests and wide flowery plains. The rivers teem with fish, the sky is full of birds' wings and resounding song. Creatures of all kinds wander freely over the face of the earth. And you experience yourself as every form, from a sliver of shale on a mountain slope, to a whale blowing in the ocean, to a snowflake melting on the branch of a tree. Let your consciousness slip through every manifestation of this glorious life force as it crystallizes into form. Become the consciousness of the earth herself, for indeed that is who you truly are. And now you gradually become aware of the sun moving on through its daily cycle. It no longer lights up the deep chamber womb of the Earth Mother. You slowly return to a sense of yourself as an individual and resume everyday consciousness, although aware on some level that you are nevertheless part of the great mind of the primordial mother of all creation. And you know that from now on, you will be able to move back and forth into this deeper awareness at will. The gates of perception have been unbolted and now can open and close freely according to your desire for connection with that greater part of you. Humbled and awed by what you've been part of, you give thanks to the Mother and return through the passageway into the light of a new morning. The mist has completely gone, and you gaze out over a glorious panorama of 18 counties of Ireland. Before you leave the Hill of the Hag, you follow the old custom of walking around to the Hag's Chair, a megalithic seat of stone on the far side of the cairn. Here you once more see the old woman sitting and smoking a long-stemmed clay pipe and surveying all her lands. You sit beside her and silently pray for a blessing for yourself and for the fate of the earth and all her creatures. Then you walk down the hill and back into your own place and time. Open your eyes and come fully back to the present.